Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
It's time for us to turn our attention to the environment and being green. And it's a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Hello, Mark. Yes, everybody's smiling and
seems to be a lightening of
the atmosphere. Reporters scratching their hands. What are we going to report on? So, yeah, well, anyway, euphoria can be enjoyed in small doses, I think, for a short time.
Yes. Let's enjoy it.
So let's enjoy it, yeah. And I'm not going to be talking about water or presidential events or politics. I think we need a break for a minute or two, for the sake of relief. So here's something you may have missed in the general media buzz of the last few days. First off, an entertainment dinner party piece. What is the latest record achieved by Wonder Man Elon Musk? Yes, yes, everybody knows the launch of SpaceX's heavy rocket and, well, it put the Tesla electric red sports car into orbit, an orbit that goes out beyond Mars. And two specialist orbit calculators using very powerful computers did a simulation analysis of the orbit of the Tesla payload with its space-suited mannequin and the David Bowie audio loop. They did it 240 times just to make sure it was accurate. They titled it The Random Walk of Cars and Their Collision Probabilities with Planets. It turns out that there's a minute chance, about 6%, in the next million years of the Tesla colliding with Earth. Less for a collision with Venus and just about zilch for any other planet. They estimate that the dynamical life of the Tesla will be in the order of tens of millions of years, but of course it will not remain in the pristine red paint job as micrometeorites impact it and it gradually changes in appearance. It'll return to the vicinity of Earth about every 30 years, with a close pass in 2091, where it may be picked up by powerful telescopes. Is this the first artificial inner solar system asteroid? Probably. Another first for Elon Musk. To the more mundane but directly relevant to modern living, globally about 9% of plastic is recycled. About 12% is incinerated, burnt, with the resultant emissions of greenhouse gases. The rest goes into landfills, and we're rapidly running out of land for landfills. A lot of it goes into the sea. So, more recycling needed, but it's a slow business growing the recycling business. There is hope. Billions of once-only takeaway coffee cups are discarded every year. We think they're recyclable, but they're not, due to a layer of polyethylene that makes the cup waterproof. But if the cup was made of compostable material throughout, rather than oil-based plastic, we'd be happier to buy takeaway coffee. The good news is that it's going to happen. A UK-based company, Biome Bioplastics, has developed a fully compostable and recyclable cup and lid, using natural materials such as potato starch, corn starch, and cellulose, the main constituents of plant cell walls. Most traditional plastics are made of oil or coal. The natural biopolymers made by Biome Bioplastics will biodegrade in composters to carbon and water in about 6 months. Have a look at Biome Bioplastics' website, biomebioplastics.com. Very interesting. We have a lot of potholes on our roads, but we're not alone in misfortune. They actually have a pothole day in the UK, but it's no laughing matter. Plastic waste may be recruited to the rescue. And fittingly, the innovation comes from Scotland, where John Loudon Macadam first made the modern roadbed back in 1822. Macadamized roads. Toby McCartney of the road construction firm MacReba has developed a method of making small plastic pellets from waste bottles and bags and mixing them in with bitumen, the crude oil road material incorrectly dubbed tar on a blacktop road. This new use for plastic waste in repairing potholes and resurfacing roads stands to keep thousands of tons of plastic waste from landing up in landfills. The material is durable and light and improves the bonding ability of bitumen. Let's hear it for the Max. So, the random walk of cars and their collision probabilities with planets, all about the Tesla red red roadster out there in orbit, can be examined on Cornell Abstracts. Have a look at the Cornell Abstracts page. really interesting scientific odds and ends there.
Absolutely. Thanks very much there to John Richards. And that obsession that the English have with counting their potholes. I think of the Beatles tune. I think it's called A Day in the Life. And it was 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire.
Right.
And John Lennon, he took that from a newspaper article and popped it into his song.
Well, they're going to be filled with plastic now.
Absolutely. Right. That was Being Green for this Friday. And as always, our thanks to Galinda Moser of RE/MAX.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get RE/MAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At RE/MAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. RE/MAX. Above the crowd.